hearing. And I'm not going to begin reading at verse 25. I'm going to read verses 30 through 35 again. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Lord, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Our thinking coming from verse 30. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Supporting scripture, Romans 8 and 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose." Hallelujah, Jesus. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to speak from a thought. Good things happen when you're in God's favor. Good things happen when you're in God's favor. God, who promised never to leave us nor to forsake us, is still true to his promise. Is that not a wonderful thing? To serve a God that you can always depend on. As much as men, family, and loved ones have your best interest at heart, there are things that they are not able to do for you. But God can do anything that needs to be done in your life. As you deal with what you are dealing with on this day, the one on the outside looking in may not understand how you can continue to stand and have a smile on your face and continue to move on forward despite what society or others thought that might would happen to you in your life. But you've learned how to keep your head up. You learn that when David said, "Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that every day we are walking under that shadow. And as I walk under that shadow, I thank God for being the light to make the shadow. Hallelujah. And as long as I'm under his light, he shall make everything all right. And I come to Fowl's Chapel this morning to tell somebody, good things happen when you're in God's favor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are blessed this morning to have been able to come together again to worship and to praise God for who he is and for all the many different things that he has done and is doing in our lives. And we even praise and thank him for the things that we know and believe that he is still yet to do. I recall someone saying one day, "Be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet." See, I don't know about you, but I find myself to be a work in progress. I have not already arrived. I have not did everything right. I'm still trying to be humble at the feet of Jesus, asking the Lord to lead and direct my very path. And I wonder, is there anybody else in here this morning that even though you've been praying hard, even though you want to be a better person, despite what you may encounter in your life or have to go through, you know that you're going to need the Lord to help you as you journey along the way? I don't care who you are, you're going to need God. And there are some unbelievers out there that don't think they need God, but they're not even aware that God is the one that creates their very being. Some of us, some people have to be down on their back or have to lose everything that they have before God can get their attention. But what would it take for God to get your attention? We're in a very special time of the year. Choir come up with a song this morning that I hadn't heard. They did a wonderful job with it, though. The only problem that I have with the song is that none of us know the day that Jesus was born. We may have the time of year somewhat correct, but we don't know the actual date. So even though the world as we know it, we celebrate the birth of Jesus on December the 25th, and the choir said he was born when? Last month of the year. Just messing with your choir. When you're in the house of God, be careful to stay focused. Be careful to not amen to just everything unless you're listening to what's being said. Because sometimes someone may say something that you don't really agree with, and amen says, I agree. So if you don't really agree, you don't have to say amen. Yeah, I learned from my pastor that when you're in a situation or in a place and there might be somebody that not able or will not say amen, he said, bring a few in your pocket. Because every now and then you may have to witness to yourself. I'm reminded again of another song that says sometimes you have to encourage yourself. That there are other folk that might not encourage you. There are some folk that may not tell you to keep on keeping on. There are some folk that may tell you if you fall, stay down. But God says, get back up. Try it again. It's going to be all right. If it didn't work that time, it'll work the next time. If it don't work that time, keep on trying until you get what you're after. As we listen and sing the Christmas songs, and we sense a warm feeling of outdoors on the inside, as you smell the fresh pine fragrance of our Christmas trees and you buy food and prep it to be a step ahead for the holiday season. Let us be mindful to remember to be thankful because of the miraculous birth of Jesus the Christ. For as you hear every year, he is the reason for the season. Have you ever wondered why in our day now that you hear that more so than ever before? In all of our churches, in our communities, even sometimes if you're talking with loved ones in the mall, you will hear them remind you of the mere fact that Jesus is the reason for the season. A lot of us get it twisted. Some of us think that it's all about us. Some of us think that this is just a time of year where you can expect things that you didn't have, where you're going to get some things that you were expecting. But how many of you are just glad just to be alive? Hallelujah, Jesus. When we are able to lift up our heads in praise and thanksgiving, for David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's important that we believe that he is and he came just like the scripture said. Isaiah says in 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Then in Isaiah 9:6, he says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So the prophet Isaiah is saying that one day in the future, a child will be born that will be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He will come into the world as a baby born to Hebrew people, and he will be a special gift unto them. He will rule God's kingdom with God's authority. So we could just say, as long as I got Jesus. You know, we are worried about it, not necessarily worried, because we've sort of overgrown that. But there may be some concern about, what am I going to get for Christmas? You already got it. Every day. Every day your Christmas present blesses you. Every day your gift from above gives you the strength to make it through another day. So I thank God. I thank God that I don't have to wait till the last month of the year to celebrate my Christmas present. All through January, all the way throughout the year, we ought to be in celebration about the name Jesus. For the Bible says it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. But do you ever wonder, what if Jesus had not been born? We would all be living most miserably, and we would be eternally lost. There's no way we could make it without the Lord. He is God. He is the one that has no respect of persons. He came on a mission to save us from our sins. He is the ultimate gift of love. He died for all of us. And because of his love, we have the right to the tree of life. But we do have some people this morning that are convinced that they are the only ones that are doing the right thing. We have some that couldn't even answer a simple question as to how are you doing. Because somebody may ask you how you're doing, and you will go through the motions of saying that I'm highly favored in the Lord. I didn't ask you if you were highly favored. But the question is, how are you doing today? But we have gotten so holy to where our main conversation is, I'm highly favored in the Lord. And some folk will tell you that to make you feel like that they are up here with God. I'm special. I've been favored. I'm highly favored in God. Well, now, what makes you so special that the same God that woke you up this morning woke me up this morning? And I'm feeling all right. Or maybe my back's hurting a little bit. It's all right to have an ache or a pain. You know all about it. But sometimes you just can't let the devil know that you're down in your body. So there are times when even though you hurt, you say you don't hurt. How many of you have found yourself knowing you're going through something, somebody asks you how you're doing, you say, I'm all right. Before you know it, and down on the inside, you know you hurt. And it's not that you're telling a lie, but you just have a mindset, and we've been inclined to always say, I'm all right. Many times, my little fella, he'll run around, he'll fall in the floor, and he'll jump up and say, Daddy, I'm all right. But there's going to be a time when you're going to fall and you're not all right. So you got to learn how to be honest with yourself and with God. See, you got to get to a place with God that you know that it's all right to thank God. It's all right to tell people about his goodness, but your every word don't have to be hallelujah, Jesus. Now, some of them same folk that are highly favored in the Lord, after that statement, if you stay there long enough, they will give you what preachers call a mini sermon. Because they will go from their personal testimony to already telling you what God said that you ought to do. Anybody ever encountered that? We got more folk running around talking about what God told me to tell you. And I'm wondering why God had to tell you before he told me. If God tell me something about you, God gonna tell you. So that when I come to you, you will be receptive to what I got to say. Try the Spirit by the Spirit. Everybody that run up in your face saying the Lord said, they just heard that if you use the Lord, they may listen to you. But everybody say the Lord said, God ain't told them nothing. Their inner mind, it wasn't that little small street voice. It was their inner mind that got to running around and they began to think, well, let me tell you something. And it's true. There are more folk that know how you ought to live than they know how to live themselves. But sometimes I want to question their meaning of being in God's favor. Hallelujah. When we look at the word favor, favor means an act of kindness or approval. Favor is also defined as treating someone as a favorite, an advocate or a support. So when you are favored, that there are going to be some things that are going to happen. And I come to tell you this morning that good things happen when you're in God's favor. Now, Paul puts it like this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So all we have to do is love God, tarry and wait on time, and whatever the devil planned for our bad, God will bless it for our good. When you've been called according to his purpose, we are confident that nothing can hurt us. When we think about God's purpose, we are doing what God wants us to do instead of what we want to do. So Paul says that we know that all things will work together for good. If you love God, then you just got to tarry and learn how to wait on God. He might not, as we say, come when you want him, but he will come on time. And because he will come on time, he comes on time because he has a purpose for your life. Every one of us in here, we have a destiny that we have to follow. And whether or not we are doing what God would have us to do, that's between you and God. But we gotta understand this morning that when it comes to God, God knows everything there is to know about us. So Paul is telling us this morning that if we love God, if we love him, that God will work things out for our good. Now, when God works things out for our good, it's because we are in his favor. In other words, he is going to show us some kindness. He is going to show some approval. And that is what we have here in our text this morning. A woman of God, a woman that God had a purpose for her life. This woman's name, as we know it, is Mary. And the Bible says that in the sixth month, an angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth. And he came to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Joseph was of the house and lineage of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, the Bible says that she was troubled at his saying. And then she cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. In other words, she began to think within herself, why are you addressing me in such a manner? Why are you saying these things unto me? And the things that you're actually saying to me, I cannot quite grasp it, because I don't understand how you're going to tell me that I'm going to have a child and I've never, ever been with a man. But now what we have to see is the difference in this week and last week is that Zacharias had doubt in his mind. So because he questioned God, God took away his speech. Mary, on the other hand, she was not questioning God in doubt. But the reality of life was that she knew that A and B make C. A boy and a girl make a baby, and she hadn't been with nobody. So how is this going to happen to me? Well, the angel says unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You see, that's the key to the message this morning, is that Mary found favor, and that favor came from God. Think about this little Hebrew girl that is engaged to marry the man, the love of her life. And then things change. It was a thing that she had no control over. But now put yourself in Mary's place for a moment. Here is this young lady that is waiting to get married, and all of a sudden one day an angel appears unto her and began to talk with her. You are highly favored in God. Do you think how Mary must have felt down on the inside? After the fear went away, Mary began to realize, out of all the women here in Nazareth, God looks and little on me. And God sees and shows me favor. Think about it in our term. We have so much jealousy amongst one another that if God chose Pat, then maybe women gonna get mad. If John had chose Margaret, maybe Bibby would get mad. But God chose Mary. And I'm sure there were some Susie Ann's and some Jody's and some Rebecca's and some whole lot of Deborah's and all kinds of women walking around in the land. But God said, I'm looking at Mary. I see something in Mary that I believe that Mary can do what I need to have done. Brother, let me bring it home to you. You ever seen a woman and that woman looks so good, you say, I'd like to have a baby by that woman. Don't act like you ain't never thought it. That was before we knew what babies all cost, what they cost, and what come with the case. Because I sure asked the Lord for a baby. But if I could turn back the hands of time, how many of you knew what you knew now? Whole lot of y'all wouldn't be out there. But Mary had no choice. She had found favor from God. And when God looked at Mary, God looked at a young lady that was full of love. She was full of kindness. God approved of Mary. God felt like Mary was the favorite. God was going to support Mary along the way. So he tells her through the voice of the angel, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Then he gives her some instructions. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So in other words, Mary realized that the child that I'm going to have is going to be a special child. The child I'm going to have is going to be the son of the Almighty God. And I come to tell somebody this morning that Mary didn't get pregnant all by herself. But the Bible said that the Holy Ghost came down and he impregnated Mary with the baby Jesus. When I think about how the Lord has blessed little old Mary, I thank God that that day that she saw the angel, she realized that I am a child of God. And the Lord will make a way out of no way. But she realized that there comes a time when I got to do what God tells me to do. There's some folk that might not understand your walk in life. But I come to tell you that if you love God with all of your heart, that God will make a way out of no way. I come to tell somebody this morning that good things will happen when you're in God's favor. Mary realized that I'm in God's favor now. For the angel of the Lord have come to see me. The angel that told me that I was going to conceive and have a boy child. And I should name that child Jesus. Jesus will save the people from their sins. I thank God that I can be used by the power of God. And God stepped down in Mary's life. Looked beyond Mary's fault. And so I need to bless her very soul. I thank God for Mary this morning. The mother of baby Jesus. If it had not been for Mary this morning, we would not have a Savior in the world. But I thank God for Jesus. When the Lord God blessed Mary, he blessed us at the same time. But when God allowed Mary to be impregnated and the baby came out on that blessed day, I thank God this morning that the Lord made a way out of no way. And Mary realized that I'm going to stand by God. I'm going to be here in this condition for a little while. But in a few months on down the road, good things are going to happen in my life. Things are going to change in my life. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to see God step in my life and take some things that I thought that I could not do. God has a way this morning that'll make things change in your life. And I stop by to tell somebody that if you have faith in God, I stop by to tell somebody that if you love God with all of your heart, then good things will come. For things will work together for the good to them that love the Lord our God. And I thank God that he's good this morning. His mercy endures forever. Anybody in the house this morning, do you know God to be your personal Savior? Good things will happen when you're in God's favor. I'm glad this morning that every word don't have to be howdy howdy. Every word don't have to be hallelujah. But every now and then, you ought to tell God thank you. Every now and then, you ought to let go and let God. Every now and then, you ought to thank God for where your blessings come from. Anybody in the house this morning that can say, well, I was once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was down, but God picked me up. I'm glad this morning that I am where I am. I got a long way to go this morning, but God promised me that if I go all the way, that he go every step along the way. So I stop by to tell somebody that keep on keeping on. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forget those things that are behind you. We are right here in the month of December, just a couple of weeks away from the end of the year. But I want to thank God for what he's done to this point. I thank God this morning for my yesterday. I thank God this morning for the heartache I had in my life. I thank God this morning that when I'm down and out, God makes a way out of no way. And I stop by to tell somebody that you are in God's favor. When you are in God's favor, good things will happen. The devil might try to pull you down, may call you everything but a child of God. But when you're in God's favor, good things will happen. Somebody said you was not going to make it. Somebody said that you were no good and you were this, that, or the other. But I thank God this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I thank God this morning that he once sits high and he looks down low. Good things will happen. Good things will happen to those that love God. if you don't have any good things happening in your life, then let me tell you something. Watch the seed that you sown, because you're going to reap what you sown. If you hadn't did anybody right, if you hadn't loved anybody, then ain't nobody going to love you. But if you do what you can, while you can, then when you go through, God will. God will come to your rescue. Good things will happen when you are in God's favor. And the good thing is that when you're in God's favor, it's just like the scripture says, when I'm in the hands of God, no man is able to pluck me out. So as long as I'm in God's hand, and if God let me stay in his hand, then I know that I'm in his favor. You see, I want to tell somebody that worried about people, don't let people keep you from having joy, keep you from having peace, keep you from prospering and moving on forward. Because everybody that smiles in your face don't have your best interest at heart. There are some folk looking at you, smiling at you, and in their mind, they hope you go to hell. They hope you lose everything you got, and they don't care nothing about you. And then there are some other folk that don't never say nothing to you. Don't never even come your way, but they're somewhere in a secret closet, and they're praying for you. They're asking God blessings upon you. So I thank God that when you're in God's favor, there is somebody that is praying for you. There's somebody that got your best interest at heart. And all you got to do is trust God. Tragedy and trouble will come. But if you're in God's hand, even though you may have to suffer, it's only for a little while. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy will come in the morning. In the morning. In the morning. Everything is going to be all right. Good things. Good things. Good things will happen. Hallelujah. Good things will happen. Good things got to happen, my Pearl. When you're in God's favor, when you're in God's favor, you cannot even hardly be able to talk. But when you stand for God, he said, I will renew your strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some said that they didn't like it. Devil don't like it because you're blessed like that. But I thank God for my blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I am so glad. I'm so glad that it's about Jesus. And I'm so glad we're standing on him. Because we're not strong enough to hold ourselves up, let alone hold up somebody else. But I stand on the solid rock of Jesus. And as I stand on that rock, everything is going to be all right. You know what? Hallelujah. Forgive me if I feel good. But I thank God. I thank God. Because I've learned that when folk don't want to go, don't worry about it. You have a mind to go on if you got to go by yourself. And the thing is that when you know that you're in God's favor, there's some folk that said I wasn't going to make it. There's some folk that's talking against me and pulling me down right now. But let me tell you something. I know that I'm in God's favor. And as long as I'm in God's favor, good things are going to continue to happen. The same thing applies to you. Don't let your situation or your circumstance dictate to you the attitude and the mindset that you're going to have when it comes to you and your God. Because you got to have a personal relationship with God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And some of us don't want nothing but to come in here and just get sugar-coated, get a little bit of word, go through the motions and go home and watch whatever. But that's you. But when I come to this house, I'm going to do what God said do. I'm going to say what God said say. And one thing I know about God, his word does not go out void. I'm looking at blessings this morning. I'm looking at miracles this morning. I'm looking at opportunities for God to do something that's going to make you realize. Think about it. Jesus' birth was miraculous. It was a miracle. And because of that miracle, the wretched lives that we have lived, because of the miracle, the miraculous birth of Jesus, we shall be able to overcome, because he was born to die for your sins.